Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Number two, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joined now by, he's the editor-in-chief of the TruthAboutGuns.com, which, looking at the front page, I would say he's had a very busy day. That is Dan Zimmerman. What's up?
Whoa, gosh, nothing going on here. What's going on there?
You obviously have been busy. Most of the time, when I'm looking at it, Dan has his name on a lot of the stuff, but not today. He's just been having to shuffle, direct the traffic, huh?
Yeah, it's been a busy week plus around here. lots of content, as you can imagine. Readers are coming here for lots of information about what they can do, what they can't do. We have a whole lot of brand new gun owners in this country, so we've tried to serve them as well with safety information, and it's a crazy time for everybody.
Well, let's take it from the top, and let's go with ammo-pocalypse. do you think we're in the middle of ammo-pocalypse? I mean, I'm hearing that right below that, some New Jersey gun dealers are delivering ammo to people's houses.
Yeah, there are some retailers out there who still do have ammunition, people are buying every round of ammo they can find for every even remotely common caliber firearm around. Good luck out there if you're searching the internet finding much 22, 9mm, 45, 223, 556,
yeah,
308. It's getting very tight. I think it's safe to say we're in the middle of ammo apocalypse too. I don't know that this one will last as long as the last one did, because this one, the reasons for this one are very different from the first one. But, the national emergency caught a lot of people by surprise, as these things always do. And obviously, we've never been in a situation quite like this before. Hopefully we'll never be in one again. Just like the people who are flooding grocery stores to buy toilet paper and paper towels, Americans were flooding gun stores and the online retailers to buy every round of ammo they possibly could.
I've started my own new business to counter the toilet paper surge. It's called Bill's Bargain Bidets.
I understand those are popular, and you can get kits to retrofit your toilet.
Yeah.
What the heck? Make do as you can.
Well, you know, then you can feel European while it's going on, too. That's the European
right.
thing. That's why it's called a bidet and not a bidet. So, yeah. Now, as far as, for somebody, you take classes, right? Do you take classes?
I have, yeah.
And you know that, going to a class, most of the time, you're going to be shooting a minimum in that class of 750,000 rounds. So you having 3,000 or 4,000 rounds at your house is not you hoarding ammo or building an arsenal. This is just you looking at what you might do this year, because most of that would be gone in 2 or 3 weekends, wouldn't it?
Sure, depending on what you're involved in. If you, you know, if you're taking a class that's like a 2-day class, or if you're a 3-gun shooter, or if you just like going out with the kids and plinking, you know, it's easy to go through 1,000 rounds of 22 on a weekend if you're just out plinking and having fun.
Yeah.
So, despite what you hear every time, the FBI or the local police have reason to raid a gun owner's home or something, and you know, and they trumpet this incredible stash of thousands of rounds of ammunition, and they wonder in horror who could ever want to amass that amount of firepower. That really isn't very much ammunition.
No, I found 1,000 rounds of ammunition last Tuesday. 1,000 rounds of 9mm. Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't remember what day it was. I found 1,000 rounds, and when I got there, it was a gun shop that is a sponsor of mine, Ace Firearms. And when I got there, because there's only one young man that works there most of the time, because it's basically a big mom and pop. It's a big mom and pop shop. I mean, they do a lot of different. They build guns. They fabricate guns. They do a lot of things there. But it's a big mom and pop, so. The young man that runs it, Derek, he was only letting in one person at a time. And they pulled out all the ammunition they had. I mean, they were selling cases of 5.56 and 9mm and all. I mean, just 45. They had a bunch of stuff there.
Yeah, I've talked to, a lot of stores are doing that now just for social distancing reasons. They don't want too many people in the store at once. But even before that,
Did we just lose Dan? I think we just lost Dan. I wonder if he muted his phone. Oh, let me text him real quick. This is the lovely part of touch screen phones. You can mute yourself. Where did you go, Dan? Can you hang up and try to get him again, please, sir? Thank you. The drama of live radio. This is what this is. This is the drama of live radio. When we have the guest, and then because we're doing social distancing, because he's in Austin, and my man Kyle's in Minnesota, and I'm here in South Carolina, and we're all, okay, you there?
Testing, I'm here.
Okay, well, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, well.
It might be the man. The man might have hurt you.
All right.
But one thing that I have noticed is that I wonder how this is going to play, because in the big states, they've decided to label gun shops as non-essential businesses.
Well, it depends on the state you go to.
Yeah.
The assiduously anti-gun Governor Pritzker in Illinois had the good sense to designate gun shops as essential. No one ever would have thought that. Of course, in New Jersey, when Governor Murphy. Yes, he decided to shut down the state's NICS system. So that no more guns could be sold there. He didn't just shut down the stores. He shut down the system so that there's just no way to sell a gun legally in the state of New Jersey. So it varies by state to state. And, of course, today the Second Amendment Foundation has sued Governor Murphy. So we'll see what happens there.
Let me get you to hang on right there, if you would, because now we're going to go to break. This is actually planned each hour. We'll be right back talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load.
but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain, benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles. Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around a dollar a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. We'll be right back.
Indeed. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the Truth About Guns editor-in-chief. And by the way, I think you and I may need to go to couples therapy, Dan. I see that you're going out to other broadcasts now.
That was just a one-time thing, I promise.
Yeah, yeah. Meant nothing to you, right? That kind of thing? I didn't know Facts and Firearms had their own little thing going on.
That's I didn't cool. either until they asked me.
So did they talk Facts and Firearms, or are they more general? I've never.
No,
I mean,
we were talking the gun run, preparedness, pricing, the whole thing, and we didn't even discuss Facts and Firearms at all.
Okay, so good on them. Good thing for that to be out there. So let's talk about this, because for me, I'm of two minds about this. Now I understand that most people in the United States don't like politics. I get that. And I understand how it's, you know, they just want to vote and live their life and be left alone and everything. Except every time you see a bunch of people do this, like in California, for example, everybody wants to live in California because of the weather and because of this. And I mean, if California didn't have coronavirus, we'd be having a typhus outbreak right there, right about now, wouldn't we?
I've heard some scientists say that, yeah, that was almost a sure thing.
I'm sure that they're still going to have all kinds of issues once this gets put to bed. But having said all of that, as I'm sitting here and I'm trying to be as empathetic and compassionate as I can be, we have a lot of people in the last week or so discovering what's in place in their states for the first time ever, don't we?
Yes, we do, don't we? I talked to a gun store owner who writes for us occasionally, and he compiled some of the crazier things that he's heard in the last couple of weeks. And he is he's over 2,000 miles away from California. He's been getting calls from California, you know, asking him to take their credit card number and ship them a gun. And he has to politely explain, first, that's against federal law. Second, you know, if he did ship one to their local FFL, it would have to be one that they're legally able to buy in California. It has to be one of the California-approved firearms. And even then, if it's a California-approved firearm, they still have to wait 10 days to pick the thing up. So there is, oh, yeah, and by the way, if they want to buy ammunition for their gun, they'd have to pass a background check there, too, for that as well. And these people are horrified by all these draconian regulations.
Now, with the ammo check, once you pass that, do you have to wait 10 days before you can get your ammo?
I don't think so. I think that's an instant thing. I'm not positive of that, but that's my understanding.
But how does that work? That can't possibly be good.
No, it's
guns
not.
And ammo, they don't mix. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a wonderful system they have out there.
So is it, should, you know, I have no desire to gloat. As a matter of fact, I think it is horrible for a bunch of people to think something is this way because they've been told it's this way. And then they get there and they find out, well, you know, it is not easier to buy a gun than it is to buy a book, especially here. Is this a wake-up call for a lot of voters today, what we're going through right now?
Yeah, I think so, and I think, you know, as horrible as the situation is, we will get past it, and we're going to get past it with probably tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of new gun owners in this country, people who have had their eyes open as to, first of all, the utility of owning a firearm, and second of all, the hurdles that have been placed in the way of legal firearm ownership in this country. Some are fairly low hurdles. If you live in a state like Missouri or Texas,
sure.
Some of them are extremely high hurdles if you live somewhere like California, New Jersey, Illinois, and a number of other states. So once we get past this, and we will get past it, I'm hoping that we have a whole new cache of gun owners and Americans who take a new view of the importance of their Second Amendment rights, and maybe even vote that way occasionally.
I wonder how long this will last in their memory.
That's always the problem, because we as a society have very short memories. Always have, always will.
I wonder how many of the new gun owners will keep their guns.
Oh, I think they're going to keep them. If they went to all the trouble to buy them, every time they look at that firearm, they're going to remember, I think, the fear and motivation that got them to go out and stand in line after the declaration of a national emergency and scrounge for 50 rounds here, 100 rounds there of ammunition, so they would have enough to maybe practice, to at least fill up the magazines that came with their gun.
Yeah.
And be able to defend themselves if it comes to that.
The one thing I'm expecting this to do, and I don't know if it will do it in this a lot of time, because according to my calculations, we're supposed to be in week two of this 15-day period we're supposed to be going into.
Mm-hmm.
So that means sometime this weekend it's over with, but they don't know. They don't know if they figured out if they figure out a way, drop-dead way to treat this and it's going to work, then I would say, yeah, it'll be all over. But until that comes, I don't know what it's going to be. But
yeah, I think we have weeks to go still.
Weeks to go. I've heard that they've already canceled school for the rest of the year. Have you heard that?
I have not, and that's probably a decision that's going to be made, state by state and district by district.
Well, we're coming up on the next break, and the truth about guns, Dan Zimmerman, besides being now a audio media star in various outlets, he also has assembled a group of people like Kat Ainsworth. Kat, I've had on the show before. Kat is a crackerjack writer. She gets out there on the floor, and she gets in the middle of guns, and, I mean, she just lives and breathes everything. And she is John Wayne Taylor, and that's another guy. Or is it John Taylor Wayne? Which one is it?
It's I never John it right. Wayne Taylor.
John Wayne Taylor. He's got a bunch of writers there that he directs that they come to him and lay it out there every day, all day long. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As millions of Americans continue to have their lives turned upside down by the coronavirus pandemic, regarding when businesses can start opening again, President Trump says,
"We cannot let the cure be worse than the problem itself. We're not going to let the cure be worse than the problem. At the end of the 15-day period, we'll make a decision as to which way we want to go, where we want to go, the timing, and essentially we're referring to the timing of the opening. Essentially, the opening of our country."
A massive stimulus package is stalled in the Senate. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune criticizes Democrats for not passing the stimulus package.
The country is burning. The country is burning.
And your side wants to play political games.
The Dow lost 582 points to close at 18,591. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. We are speaking to the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, and we were just mentioning John Wayne Taylor. And speaking of Mr. Taylor, he wrote an article about what gun, what ammo, what now? That kind of thing. And that's a question. Are we asking this question as seasoned gun owners, or is this what the new gun owners should be asking themselves?
Well, I think a lot of new gun owners and people who never dreamed of owning a firearm before and who now want one, that's a question they're asking themselves. And they have no idea, in most cases, even where to begin. Should they get a rifle? Should they get a shotgun? Should they get a handgun? He certainly talks a little about that, and other things you should do as well in terms of serving your community and a variety of issues surrounding those areas. But yeah, I mean, obviously, you can go in, you can ask your local firearm retailer if he has any guns left. What kind of gun they recommend. But that was the motivation behind his post. He wanted to give people who are searching for some information a place to start.
Now, if somebody comes to you, Dan Zimmerman, editor-in-chief, and says, hey, Dan, if I have to have one gun to defend my family, in terms of strife that might be going on right now, whichever that might be. I guess if we got so desperate because there was no Charmin out there that we would take to the streets, what would you tell them?
You know, I go back and forth on this too, between a handgun and a rifle and a shotgun. I tend to lean toward a shotgun. I've always been kind of a shotgun guy, and I think a lot of people can handle a shotgun, but it does have its drawbacks. You know, it requires two hands. You don't have a free hand to herd your family members or open a door or something like that all the time. In a bad type of situation, but it certainly does get the attention of a potential bad guy, and it is very powerful.
Right. Now, see, for me, if somebody were to come and say, "What do you recommend?" I would say AR-15 pistol.
Plenty of good arguments for that as well. In terms of capacity, obviously, it's nice and relatively small, you know, and maneuverable, relatively light in terms of compared to most shotguns. They all have their pluses.
Yeah, but I mean that really comes down. The reason I would pick the AR-15 pistol is if you have other adults in the house, like say your wife, for example. I think she could probably handle an AR-15 pistol faster, and the learning curve would be shorter because it's not nearly as much of a recoil on that, a thump when you pull the trigger on that as you do with a shotgun.
Definitely true.
And if you've just gone out there and we're in the middle of the quarantine and we're in the middle of the Armageddon thing, I would want everybody to come up to speed as fast as they can.
True. Again, there are arguments to be made for and against every one of those. And, a handgun obviously leaves you a hand free. It's light, lighter recoiling. Most people can figure it out pretty well, but less stopping power. In the middle of the capacity range between a shotgun and an AR, usually. So, everybody has to make that decision for themselves, but I can make good and bad arguments for all of them.
Sure, sure. So what did John Wayne come up with?
You know, there's been so much going across my desk today that I can't remember what he settled on. I would have to reread his post here. I can't say. I think he is more in the handgun range, and because he wants you to be able to carry a handgun and have it be any gun that you shoot well. And obviously, if you're going to carry a handgun, he wants to have that gun with you all the time. And in that case, obviously, that makes it much easier to be a handgun. Put a holster on your hip, however you choose to carry it. But it's a handgun.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that. It's not a very bad first choice. It's what we're likely to see in the streets of the United States more often than anything else, I suppose.
Right.
My thing, though, is that I think that we're about to see a renaissance of gun ownership in the United States now with a bunch of new people who are going to become, and when I say a bunch, if we got 10 out of each 50 to become active over the outrage of what do they got to go through to buy a gun when they find out that they're not trusted for nothing or for in any way, shape, or form, especially in California, where they're besieged everywhere they look. If they're just regular people just trying to be middle class in California. So I believe we might be seeing a renaissance of this, but I mean, along with that, I've always thought when people say, how many guns do you have? I always say, I only need two. Because if I have a centerfire rifle and a sidearm, and I've got the stuff that I need to go with it, that's all I really need. It's not as much as I want, though.
Right.
But if I have to go out the door, that's most likely what I'm going to carry is going to be centerfire rifle and a sidearm. With plenty of ammunition, I won't be able to run very fast. Probably won't be able to run. Let's face it, I don't run very good even when I don't have a load of ammo. So I probably, I don't know how that's going to work out. But I mean, yeah, that's what you need. Each weapon, there's really no weapon that fills all and checks all the boxes on what you might face in a home defense situation. That's the only thing.
Yeah, absolutely correct. You just have to make judgment based on, get some good information about what each one is capable of and what each one allows you to do and what it doesn't allow you to do, and pick the one you think is best for you.
After this is all settled, I think we ought to get a little budget together and do like a parody of The Purge, where a bunch of people with masks come to our door and look up at our surveillance thing going, "We hear you've got toilet paper."
Yeah, Purell. Nobody doesn't come to that.
If you've got toilet paper and Purell and you'll share with us, we won't kill each and every one of you in the house. And in the back, and the backstory, you and I could be quarreling about your appearance on Facts and Arms. I think we could sell that, Dan. I mean,
maybe we could.
Look at some of the movies they make. I'm sure we could sell that.
Yeah, it's better than half the stuff that's out there.
I know. It's an original story. Maybe we might have to do a little remaking and maybe incorporate a few Star Trek storylines in there, but they don't mind about that part. That's okay. For those of you, the stuff that we just talked about in this last hour, well, you know what? You can find all of this at thetruthaboutguns.com. All day, every day. Every single day, breaking news, truly breaking news in the world of the gun. It is sort of like the pulse of the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports due. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So we're talking to Dr. John. No, we're not. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman. We're going to be talking to Dr. John Adine, talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. A lot of gun dealers have had, is this out of necessity where they're no longer going to do any online orders or transfers between FFLs or anything right now?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. We've talked to a number of gun stores around the country, they will usually do online purchase transfers for buyers. You buy from Cabela's or Davidson's or Brownells or whomever, and you have the gun shipped to your local FFL. And they will do the 4473 processing in the background check and give you your firearm. And they usually charge anywhere, I've heard, from $20 up to some dealers you don't want to do it much. They'll charge $75, sometimes even $100.
Yeah.
But with the gun sales surge we're currently experiencing, these local stores are just deluged, as you can imagine, with people coming in and buying everything they get their hands on, and they have a huge quantity of paperwork and background checks that they're trying to administer now with those sales. They literally do not have time to do additional background checks for online purchases. So they've had to swear them off. At least for the foreseeable future. This isn't, it's not every gun store, but we've talked to a lot of them that are doing that. So I asked them, what should we tell our readers? What should they know before they order a gun online? They said, please, please, please call your local dealer before you hit the buy button on Arms List or on Gun Broker or any new guns retailer, online and make sure that your local gun store is still doing background checks and
right.
process that for you. Because what some of these stores are doing is that, you know, they'll get a shipment from UPS, wherever you get a gun in that they know they didn't order. It's coming for somebody else, and the buyer didn't pre-clear that with them. They're just refusing the shipment. They can't deal with, you know, inventorying that gun, putting it in their bound book. They send it right back because they just don't have the time. It's all they can do to process the sales that they're currently working on for their customers there.
Do you remember the
store?
Do you remember the panic buy that we had in 2013? I know you do, but I mean,
yeah.
Now
sure.
I heard that they at the time that occurred when that started, there was 3.5 years of inventory based upon sales as they had been up to that point on hand that vanished virtually in 2 days. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I had not heard that statistic, but wouldn't surprise me.
So, this time around, it does not seem to me like we've been completely and totally wiped out. And this time around, it doesn't seem like all of these guys, besides making adjustments and in some cases having to close their doors or having to change the way they do business, only letting in somebody as long as there's a clerk with them or something like that. It doesn't seem like it was where, you know, we had people lining up outside the Academy Sports and buying all the DPMS Oracles and then going online and selling them for $2,500 each.
I'm sure there are some opportunists out there who are trying to do that.
Some speculators.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in every panic situation, in every emergency situation, you're going to find people like that.
Right.
I'm sure they're out there. But I don't know. I guess I don't know if their guns or gun stores are limiting buyers to how many guns they can purchase at a time. I'm sure some may be. I'm sure most aren't. Who knows? You know, if you walk in, you want to buy 10 AR-15s, that may raise a red flag with the ATF. I don't know. I'm not sure on that. They used to have in border states, they used to have a special, I can't even remember what it's called anymore.
The Brian Terry stuff. Yeah, that was all.
Yeah,
that was all
exactly.
out of. Yeah, that was all out of Fast and Furious, wasn't it?
Really
what is
correct.
It? Three or more guns will do it, right? Three or more.
Is that what it was? Yeah, I think it was. Exactly. And in any case, yeah, they're always going to be speculators. And we've seen people. We've gotten a number of comments in our comment system about a certain online retailer who I won't name who is. Raise the price of ammunition that they have.
I know who you're talking about. I know.
Through the roof.
Yeah.
And people are outraged at that. So you're always going to see that.
Yeah, you are. You're always going to see that. And apparently it didn't, you know, the last time it was magazines, right? You remember that? It was magazines with them. And yeah. They're still in business because people keep buying from them. So apparently the outrage is not that widespread, right?
Well, yeah, as I said, people have short memories. They tick people off with their pricing after Sandy Hook. For a while, I think they even pulled AR-15s from their website to stop selling them.
Right.
If I remember correctly, and they brought them all back. And I believe, I heard, I have not seen, I looked at their site for their ammo prices, and they are as bad as everybody said they were. I have not looked for magazines, but I heard that they were extremely expensive as well.
Now, I've seen everybody else's ammo tick up as well, just not by a factor of three.
Yeah, I mean, you can't repeal the laws of supply and demand.
Yep.
When everybody's buying ammo, it's like everybody's buying gasoline in the summertime, the price of gasoline at the pump goes up.
Yep.
If you've got a situation where everybody in the world is looking for ammunition, it's going to bid the price up. Where the line is drawn between, you know, raising your prices in a normal supply and demand situation and where you then cross over from that into gouging people, I don't know where that is. It's sort of like the old definition of pornography. You know it when you see it, but I don't know that. I don't know
well,
the formula you can
to
apply
me,
that, does when you reach that number.
To me, the answer is when, we've just been going through a lull where everybody's been like, we're in the Trump slump. We wish something would happen that would make the prices, make sales go up and everything. So now we've got that going on. And in the meantime, how many people were out there buying ammo during the Trump slump? I mean, I was. I've got 7,000 rounds of ammo in the house right now.
Yeah, prudent gun owners.
I mean, right now, this is what people are doing right now in the stock market. There's a lot of people out there like, stock market's low. I guess it's time for me to spend a little bit of money because they know it's going to go back up.
Right.
And we know as gun owners that these prices are going to be jumped. And I mean, I would think after this that everybody learns their lesson. I certainly hope so. I certainly do.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Again, short memories.
Well, yeah. Although I it just doesn't seem to me, Dan, as pronounced as it was in 2013 when everybody was, I didn't shoot a gun in 2013. I did not waste any of my ammo. I didn't sell any guns. I didn't buy any guns.
Yeah,
that was the same guns for
a lot of people.
Yeah. So yeah.
I think it's going to be a very sharp spike, and I think it's going to come down pretty quickly as well as we come out of this.
Very gradual kind of thing. Anyway, but for those of you that like what we've been talking about, Dan has this up on his front page right now, truthaboutguns.com. His writers are out there toiling as we speak, figuring out what's going to be the next thing. It's going to be the breaking news, and you'll catch it there first, no doubt about it. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Thanks for having me. Stay healthy.
When we get back, we're going to be joined by Dr. John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, and we are going to talk coronavirus with an MD. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.